picture photograph is some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Rain in my shoes.
Searching.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, live in Orlando. Randy Mitchell of St. Petersburg is like a lot of other Floridians right now. He's getting ready for Hurricane Milton.
Prepare. Things can be replaced. Life can't.
National Hurricane Center specialist Robert Garcia says Milton has quickly turned into a big Category 5 storm. Top winds 175.
There are storm surge and hurricane watches in effect for portions of the west coast of the Florida Peninsula. And residents in those areas really, really need to be ready to follow the advice of their local officials and evacuate if told to do so.
Milton is expected to weaken considerably by the time it makes landfall late Wednesday or early Thursday, but Garcia says it'll still be dangerous and potentially deadly. Observances around the world have marked 1 year since the Hamas attack on Israel. A rabbi's prayer, part of the White House ceremony this morning. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is also in Washington, speaking at a pro-Israel rally there.
We're united in the basic common sense principle that we want the good guys to win and we want the bad guys to lose. And what happened on October the 7th was disgraceful, and we have to fight to make sure it never happens again.
Georgia's restrictive abortion law is back of the books, at least for now. CBS's Matt Piper has more on a state Supreme Court ruling.
The ban will resume while the court considers an appeal to a decision that had, for a time, restored more access to abortions in Georgia. The law that a judge found unconstitutional effectively prohibited abortions beyond about 6 weeks of pregnancy, often before women realize they are pregnant. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, states were left to decide the rules. Since then, some 20 states have either banned or somehow restricted abortions.
New England Patriots captain Jabril Peppers is out on bail after his arrest Saturday on assault, battery, weapons, and drug charges. He's accused of choking his girlfriend several times this morning from the judge after Peppers pled not guilty.
If you get arrested or charged with any new offense while the case is pending, you could be held up to 90 days without jail. You understand that?
Even when the weather is only 15% favorable, there's still always a chance at launching a rocket. That's what happened this morning at Cape Canaveral. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says this one was a big deal.
The Hera mission is an ambitious attempt by the European Space Agency to send a probe to the asteroid Didymos. They want to study a small moonlet that was deliberately hit by a small NASA spacecraft 2 years ago. That high-speed impact changed the moon's orbit slightly, showing it might be possible to someday deflect an asteroid on a collision course with Earth.
Wall Street, some heavy losses today. The Dow is down 514 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County voters can get informed tomorrow night. There's a legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. A 34-year-old Racine woman has been charged with attempted homicide after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend during an argument. Mia White faces additional charges, including obstruction and drug possession. President Joe Biden will make a stop in Milwaukee tomorrow. The exact details surrounding his midday stop aren't yet known. A statement says he'll be talking about lead pipe replacement and good jobs to go along with it. Another quick trip could be coming to Kenosha. The city's north side could see that new gas station as they've announced plans to build at the former Fireside restaurant location on 30th. Those plans will be reviewed at a planned commission meeting this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays. To get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We just didn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickle on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny today and seasonal, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and a west wind. As we stay clear tonight, lows crash chilly to the mid-40s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 60s under abundant sunshine. And we stay dry all week long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
And we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. It's the Beach Boys and I Get Around. That was their first number one single in the United States. By the way, that was released as a double A record. So, you know, back in the day, you would have your 45 records, right? And there was the A side and the B side. And the A side was supposed to be the big hit, and the B side was another song by that same artist. Well, this was released as a double A single in May of 1964. On the flip side was Don't Worry, Baby.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come home.
Just a little bit.
Mister,
just a little bit. get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Green Bay Packers, WRJN. Here we go.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I love my Green Bay Packers too, especially after a win like yesterday in Los Angeles over the Rams. Packers are now 3-2 on the year. Boy, this NFC North, crazy. Everybody's got a winning record in the NFC North right now. Packers season continues on WRJN. Sunday's game against the Cardinals. We'll start with the pregame at 10 a.m., kickoff at noon. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Green Bay Packer football all season long on WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I was talking earlier about Hurricane Helene and how you can help at civicmedia.us/help. And Hurricane Milton, which is currently in the Gulf of Mexico and headed its way toward Florida. I don't see how I could ever justify living in Florida. These storms are just going to get worse and worse and worse. Around here, beautiful. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 47. Tomorrow, sunny and 69. All the world, all the sun. Easy to see, people everywhere.
I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It is the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Wisconsin for the fourth time in 8 days. He held a campaign rally yesterday in Juneau.
I'm putting everything on the line to fight for you, and we're going to fight for you, and we're all going to win together. It's going to be the greatest win in the history of our country. I believe that.
There's less than a month before the election. The latest Marquette poll has Kamala Harris with a 4-point lead. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to...
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters can get informed tomorrow night. There's a legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. The nonpartisan event will spotlight candidates from the four area assembly districts. It'll be moderated by Denise Lockwood from the Racine County Eye website. A 34-year-old Racine woman has been charged with attempted homicide after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend during an argument. Mia White faces additional charges, including obstruction and drug possession. Police say they arrested White after responding to a domestic incident, reportedly finding blood on her clothing and a bloody knife nearby. With another Cat 5 making an impact, more hurricane help is needed. Lisa Hale has more.
The American Red Cross has sent over 35 Wisconsin volunteers to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts. And they need more people to be ready to go when disaster strikes. Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill.
It never stops as far as continuing to be prepared and ready for the next disaster that, you know, unfortunately with the climate change, we are seeing those numbers of large-scale disasters increase exponentially.
To begin your disaster volunteer training, visit redcross.org/volunteer. To find other ways that you can help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts, visit civicmedia.us/help.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today and seasonal, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and a west wind. So we stay clear tonight, lows crash chilly to the mid-40s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 60s under abundant sunshine. And we stay dry all week long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't be sad. But don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love,
Stills and Love the One You're With on WRJN. If you want to see a cute scene in a movie, check out the 2012 movie Prometheus, which is set in the year 2093, and the spaceship's captain, portrayed by Idris Elba, sings a bit of this song after revealing that the accordion he had been playing once belonged to Stephen Stills. Here's Mamas and Papas on WRJN.
On the line in a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in LA, you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. It's all
McGuire's still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Most Johnny's all, and that was the much from Quinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break off, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all form a spoonful. Shelton again, they get you very tuneful. McGuinn and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat. Mama cast it. Disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat small.
Love is good vibrations, and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits from Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies and Different Drum on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. I was at church yesterday. I was talking with somebody who is an old acquaintance of Terry Havel's, and he just couldn't say enough about Terry Havel, and why not? He's terrific. You can join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 here on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day, and even some songs you may have forgotten about. It's educational. It's entertaining. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Havel. It's Saturdays on WRJN.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. All right. I need to give you today's useless fact of the day. Just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the shortest war in history, which was between Britain and Zanzibar, lasted just 38 minutes. I didn't believe that when I read it, so I looked it up. It's true. It happened in August of 1896, August 27th, in fact, of 1896. And it says here the conflict lasted between 38 minutes and 45 minutes, making it the shortest recorded war in history. It's a long story, but it all has to do with who was the successor to the Sultan and who the British wanted and who the Zanzibar people wanted and so forth. But that's what it was all about. 38 minutes, August 27th, 1896.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Thank you.
fact that attracts. She was born and raised in a great big old house full of butlers and maids. She said, no one is better than I know. I'm just an average guy. No football hero or school time pod. Got empty pockets. You see, I'm a poor man's son. Can't give all the things that money can buy.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, the Beatles.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like